Glacier Bank's totally free checking saves you both time and money. Visit your nearest Glacier Bank office today. There's a convenient location near you. Glacier Bank, member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Today, we're going to talk about saving energy and function first, building performance contracting's Kevin Jackson's with us. Morning.
Morning.
And also we have from Flathead Electric Co-op, where we have residential energy efficiency program manager Adam Steele.
Good morning.
Boy, you guys are going to help us out a lot here today.
Hope so.
Let's talk about just how efficient can we actually be?
I guess that really depends on where you start.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're starting with a super old house that's got a lot of lack of insulation and air sealing, we can do a lot of improvements. It's going to be pretty intensive and pretty invasive, but yeah, we can do some large improvements.
Well, what kind of an effect would that have, say, for example, on our electric bill?
Well, anytime you insulate above and beyond code, you're going to be saving a lot more money every month. Not only are you going to experience comfort, quietness, it's just a lot better system overall.
What's code?
Code, that is the basics of what is required to meet the obligations of the state.
Okay. So, okay, well,
what I was wondering is, if you have an existing home, is there a way of testing and figuring out what you need?
Yeah, you know, we can go in and check for insulation levels, you know, to get some depth measurements. Can even look in the walls, kind of see what the existing insulation levels are, get down in the crawl spaces, look at everything there as far as ceiling and insulation goes.
Do you have like a infrared thing outside to see where the heat is escaping?
You know, we do. I've got a little camera, infrared camera, that we can attach to my cell phone. And, you know, it's really handy. You can just walk through the house. And that's a basic tool. There's some pretty good equipment out there.
Okay, so now one of the things that we can learn, we're going to learn a lot more about this tomorrow night. You guys got a seminar going on. Talk with us about that.
Yeah, it's at the Sustainability and Development Center in Whitefish at the high school, and it's focused on energy efficiency and sustainability in construction. One of the speakers is going to be Adam here and his cohort, Don. And we got Paul Cheetah from Montana DEQ. He's going to come up and talk about code requirements for new construction. And a gal, Heather, from Homeward Missoula, it's their Habitat for Humanity branch down there, and they build super efficient homes for low-income people, and myself.
And this isn't necessarily something that these improvements we're talking about sometimes don't always cost that much.
You know, there's little things that you can do on, you know, just doing a little bit of sealing around your doors and windows, you know, minor stuff that doesn't have to necessarily cost a lot of money to make a big difference.
And a big difference, you know, if you take a look at that on the long term, if you look at it just, well, this winter, okay, you may not get that investment back, but let's say 5 winters.
You know, it all depends on how far you want to go with things. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to upgrade your attic insulation, that's, you know, there's a little bit of a cost there. But over time, you're going to not only experience savings, but the comfort level in your home is going to dramatically change.
We should also point out that it doesn't necessarily mean just the heat. I mean, you can control the how hot it gets in your home, too, during the summer.
You can, yeah. Anytime there's a lack of insulation, you're going to get that heat coming through your ceiling and your walls.
It also increases durability of the houses. A lot of times when warm air is escaping up through the attics, especially in winter, it leads to ice dam issues. And that greatly affects durability of homes. I mean, if you're getting ice dam on your houses, and you're not seeing any moisture damage, it doesn't mean there isn't any moisture damage going on in there.
Now, where are the ice dams? You mean on the roof?
Or? On the roof, yeah. So warm air escapes a house through the ceiling, through all these holes we put in ceilings, whether it be in the top plates, drilling holes for electrical wires, etc. And it goes up and it heats the snow from below, and that snow melts and runs down the roof, hits the eaves, freezes, backs up, water backs up, gets in the houses. So by going in and, you know, doing all this analyzation of insulation levels and air leakage and really addressing air leakage before insulation, that does a great amount of good towards increasing the durability of a house.
Well, we had that ice dam problem over at the Conrad Mansion.
Sure.
Boy, that did a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what you don't know is what's happening inside, because that moisture gets in there and gets trapped in there, and then you got rotting.
Again, you're getting damage. You just don't see it. And you know, people generally don't call about it until they do see water stains on their walls, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, we're talking with Kevin Jackson, Adam Steele. Adam's going to talk with us about Flathead Electric's various programs and incentives for homeowners. We'll do that right after this. We're talking energy efficiency, and whenever you talk about energy efficiency, you're talking about saving money. Kevin Jackson, Adam Steele with us. And Adam, talk with us a little bit about Flathead Electric's various programs for saving us money.
You bet. Yeah, we offer rebates for windows, insulation, duct ceiling, lighting, heat pumps. We even have a demand response unit that you can install in your house. It'll save you $4 a month just for having it installed for free.
That's the water heater thing?
It is, yeah. They just install it. So the demand response unit, basically, it's installed. And during our peak times, we turn your hot water heater off through that. And essentially what we're doing is reducing the peak demand on our system and in turn saving Flat Electric money by not having to pay Bonneville Power those higher rates.
Yeah, that's one thing we should reemphasize again here. And you guys say the cheapest power is the power that we don't use.
That's right. Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, if you're not, if we can reduce that amount of demand on the system, Flat Electric's not paying Bonneville Power these higher rates, and in turn, we don't have to necessarily raise our rates as much or at all.
So basically, by not using the power, we can save power.
We can. Yeah. Not only is it good to think about energy efficiency, basically we purchase our power from Bonneville, and if they don't have to build infrastructure, then that cost doesn't get passed along to us necessarily. No more dams, things like that. We can, in turn, pass along those savings that we didn't have to spend onto our members.
See, I'm crazy. I go out of a room, I turn the light off.
Yeah.
And Judy leaves lights on, and that drives me crazy. But I think about little fishes trying to swim upstream, and I don't know. Maybe it's just my little way of, helping out the wildlife. That's one way to look at it, I guess. Whatever way you do, understanding that by not using or not using as much energy, we're helping everybody.
We are, yeah. If the infrastructure doesn't have to be built, then there's nothing that's invasive. We just basically maintain an existing system.
Now, what about, for example, putting in a heat pump or one of the, what do you call that? It's a room thing.
So probably the heat pumps, yeah. They have several different types of heat pumps. Right. We've got the ductless heat pumps, which are
great retrofits
for an existing home that doesn't have existing ductwork, that doesn't have to be installed. You have a compressor outside. They drill like a 3-inch hole in your wall, and then there's a head that's installed in the main living area. And that essentially provides you the heating in the wintertime and then the cooling in the summer when it's smoky.
Well, so how much is something like that going to cost?
It's going to depend on the unit, the size of your house, how much area you need to actually heat and cool. But you're getting in, it's going to be thousands of dollars depending on what you're going to install.
Is there a rebate program or something that will help out with that?
Yeah, there is. We have, most people in the area have a secondary heat source. If that's the case, it's a $500 rebate from Flat Electric. But we do go up to $3,000 on a ground source.
Really?
So it depends on the unit that's installed in your
house. So that could wind up saving a whole lot of money on.
Oh, it can. Yeah. The heat pumps, they're very efficient, compared to like an electric resistance, just baseboard, you're saving, anywhere from 25 to 50% on a ductless system.
You're nodding there.
Yeah. I had one of those ductless heat pumps installed in a rental of mine last year, and you were asking about price. And the overall price tag was about $4,000, but with the $1,000 cash rebate from Flathead Electric and then a $1,000 tax credit from the state, it brings it down to $2,000.
So a couple $1,000, yeah. And you can save a lot of money on... Yeah, with the heat pump, basically the only cost you got is the electric motor.
Yeah, and it works as air conditioning during the summer.
Mm-hmm. And it's just the same electric system. Motor running. It's not, you're not taking any energy to heat or cool. You're not using gas or anything else.
Yep.
You're using just that electricity to turn that little motor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's the fan, basically. Wow.
Yeah.
Are there some loan programs out there that people can take advantage of?
Yeah, we do. We have a 3% fixed rate over a 60-month period for qualifying people. And basically what happens, we just attach that, whatever that dollar amount is, we attach it to their electric bill every month, and they just pay that until the balance is paid off.
So what we're thinking of is maybe the loan payment would be a little bit more, but you save on the energy on the other end, so maybe you come out about even?
It's going to be close, there is a little bit of education that needs to be involved in how you operate one of these things. You don't want these ductless systems be competing against another heat source, because then you take the efficiency out of the unit.
Well, sure. So turn the other heat source off.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anything else we need to tell people about?
You know, I would just, the DRU systems, we're really trying to educate people about these. I've got one in my house, and my household consists of 8 people, and I do not notice a difference.
What is a DRU?
So the demand response unit.
Oh, okay.
So that's where the one that turns off your electric hot water heater.
Now, that electric water heater consumes a lot of your energy.
It is. The hot water heating is second in comparison to heating your home. So as far as energy consumption goes.
So the idea here is if we can reduce the amount of power during the peak period, which is usually when everybody's getting up in the morning and taking a shower.
That is, yep. So the peak period depends. In the summertime, you know, you're getting in the 7 to 10 o'clock range, and people are away from the lake and back at home and showering and getting ready. Mm-hmm. And then the wintertime, it's usually in the morning. You know,
the only thing I kind of wondered about is my wife does gang laundry sometimes. So she's doing one load after another. When are the times that typically it's shutting off? During the daytime? Or
it is, yes. So mornings, 7 to 10, roughly, is when it's going to be shut off. And then the evenings, it's generally about the same time.
Okay.
You know, it depends.
Same deal on the weekend?
The weekends, we try not to shut people.
Ah, because that's when the gang laundry happens.
Okay. Yep, exactly. So, but we don't try to do that on the weekends. If we see a peak, you know, that's we're trying to hit, and we will.
And then you got people who take showers and do their laundry at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that's my house.
At 8 in the morning.
I'm in that situation.
And that really sucks everything down, doesn't it?
It does. You know, it all makes a difference. You know, we try to stagger our laundry and our showers out. You know, we have to at that many people in my house.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. We would have to. Well, coming up next, Kevin Jacks. We're going to get him in here to talk about building performance and how he can help us save money and energy. We'll do that right after this.
Nice conversation this morning with Flathead Electric Co-op's program manager, Adam Steele. Also, Kevin Jacks is here from Function First Building Performance Contracting. And Kevin, we wanted to ask you about what a building performance contractor does.
That's always the first question I get.
Yeah.
So essentially what we do is take an analytical and more scientific approach to solving problems in existing homes, performance problems. And the best way to define that is with examples. You know, if all of a sudden your heating bills are increasing for no good reason, or you have really drafty areas in your house, those are examples of building performance contracting problems. By far the largest and most visible in our area is ice dams.
Mm-hmm.
So in building performance, we come in and take a more analytical approach. You know, we hook up the blower door and bring out the thermal imaging camera like Adam was talking about earlier, and some other tools, and we can just really track down the source of these problems instead of just throwing Band-Aids like heat tape on them.
Okay, now you know you have these ice dam problems in the wintertime. Is now a time when the weather is good that you can be doing this work?
Ideally, this is the ideal time. Your attic isn't hot and sweltering for me to be crawling around up there.
Okay.
And it's not freezing cold either. So,
okay.
Yeah, now's an ideal time.
Okay, and so that could help solve some of the expenses. It'll actually pay for itself over time, it sounds like.
Yeah, certainly in the durability, especially when you bring in the durability factor in there. And there is, you know, a lot of these rebates that Adam was talking about do apply. For instance, I'm working on a project right now The client has these extensive ice dams over this one area of their house, very little venting, older house, extremely leaky. They have 10 recessed can lights in their ceilings. You know, we love those things, but they're essentially just little blow torches to heat up the attic. So, you know, I'm going to go in and do take out the old insulation, do a bunch of air sealing of all those and top plates, et cetera, and then re-insulate. And, you know, they're going to get close to $300 in rebates through Flathead Electric. And again, you know, there's the Montana State Tax Credit. That's 25% of any energy efficiency work done. So,
and over time, I would think that that would cause roof damage.
Oh,
and,
certainly.
You know, sitting ice and water.
Well, I think
worse than that.
Mold
and mildew. Yeah, I've got pictures of that place. I mean, there's just water staining underneath the bottom of their sheeting. So that's all just hanging out in their house, essentially.
And the rafters can rot.
Yeah, and in extreme situations, certainly,
You get a lot of moisture in there.
Yep, exactly.
Over the years.
Yeah, and if it's, the assembly is not designed to dry properly, then certainly.
Let's circle back to tomorrow night now.
Sure.
Tell us where, when, and how.
Let's see, the Sustainability and Development Center at the Whitefish High School, 6 p.m.
Yep, till about 8:30.
Yeah. Okay, and what will people, is it a presentation or is it a Q&A, that kind of a thing?
You know, it's a real light presentation. You know, like for myself, I'm going to bring in paperwork on all of our rebates. So just to educate people, you know, a short presentation, similar to what we're doing now, but I'll be available to answer any questions and hand out paperwork and additional information at the time.
Excellent.
And I'll have my blower door set up as a demonstration, and yeah, maybe we'll even do a blower door test on that building and see if it passes new code.
Okay.
Oh boy. Sustainability Center, right?
Yeah. Let's hope.
Boy, you're better, right? Hey, this has been a great conversation. Anything we can do to reduce the energy load is going to do us all favors. And that's why at Flathead Electric, we're not customers, we're members.
That's right.
So we all work together.
Yep.
Save us. Save all of our, all of us save money.
Help me help you.
Kevin Jackson and Adam Steele, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Glacier Bank's Community Conversations, the service of Glacier Bank, where your checking is.